Welcome to The Danger Room, a Marvel Crisis Protocol podcast focused on helping you to prepare for the opponents you are yet to face. We discuss strategy, tips, tricks, and things you should be considering to level up your gameplay. You can continue the conversation with us on our free Discord, and if you've been enjoying our podcast, please consider supporting us on Patreon if you're in a position to do so. Links will be in the show notes. This is a competitive-focused podcast, so bear in mind that our opinions are focused through that lens. Regular members include Jacob, Sploosh, Mike, and Chewy.
Hello, welcome back to the Danger Room. We are at Vegas for LVO. I've got Chewy with me. How you doing?
What up? Doing good. How you feeling?
Feeling good. I got Sploosh as well.
Hey, what's up?
Yo. So we are just recording this from the hotel. Figured we would do some predictions on the event and what we think is going to do well, what we think's not going to do well, how we're feeling.
Yeah, it's Friday and the event's tomorrow on Saturday, so we're going to call our shots a little. And it's fun to make predictions and be right or wrong.
Yes.
Either way.
Yes.
Exactly.
Yeah, we could just be completely wrong, and listeners listening to this will know the results of LVO by that time, so maybe we're right, maybe we're wrong.
Yeah.
Yeah, so Chewy, you want to get started? How are you feeling?
I'm feeling good, honestly. You know, I played my TCS game this week, didn't go the way I planned, but even in the game where I made mistakes, I still felt good. And I like where my list is at, man. I like where everything's at. Everything feels great. Nothing has felt this good for me for Brotherhood since March.
Yeah, like pre-Malekith.
Pre-Malekith, yeah. So, I mean, I feel great, man. I'm ready to rock them all. Like, I'm just ready to roll some dice.
So we're all playing Brotherhood?
Yeah, we're all Brotherhood. Sploosh has half X-Men.
I like couldn't fully put my feet in the pool, you know. I had to like go with my safety blanket, which is X-Men. But I'm playing four X-Men, which is Storm, Beast, X-23, and Logan. Okay. And then like basically Brotherhood.
Yeah, and Hulk.
Yeah, plus Hulk because he's just the OG. Yeah, so, but these guys, I mean, I'll leave it at that, but you guys are playing just Brotherhood, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so we actually, you and I were playing the X-Men Brotherhood list. That was like the first list we made when the changes dropped. I was X-Men are sick on Peta Flips. Like, what X-Men lose to? Well, probably like demons fighting. Like
kind of E, but also C.
Yeah, just like didn't feel amazing there. I mean, maybe I'm wrong, but that was like the read and I was like, well, what's good on this? And it's like, oh, Brotherhood's good on this. So it's like, what if we just like merge them? Like Rogue's dual affiliated.
Yeah, right.
And I played that for a bit. I just like cannot handle the pay to flip anxiety and just like the priority role. Like I'm just over it. I felt like Brotherhood had better crisis coverage overall. And the more I play Brotherhood, the more they become a control team, which is like what I love. Even though they can randomly delete models when you need them to, if Mags is having a good day.
Yeah, probably you also just don't jive with the X-Men characters because they don't do what you're describing. Like,
no, they don't.
Like, 23 is not moving anyone around. Domino's right. Not. Beast does, for sure. And Storm can, like, once a game.
Yeah.
But it's not really what you're looking for. I mean, we joke that we feel like Apex is, like, baby Hulk.
He is.
And so you've like fallen in love with your other Hulk.
Yes. My four threat Hulk.
Well, dude, what a character.
Dude, Apex is the man.
I knew he was gonna be good when his card was revealed. And I'm just happy people are exploring him and just seeing how good he can be when he's got power. And he's just doing all kind of nonsense. Like I remember when I reacted to him, the only thing I freaked out about is that he pounced medium. Like, that blew my freaking mind. I'm like, nobody should pounce that far, and he is.
With
and I'm like,
size 3, too.
Yes. Size 3 at that, and he has a character throw? Like, it just shows how strong character throws are, though. You know what I'm saying? Like, it
Yeah, I mean, he's got like Vision's throw. It just costs one more.
Right, correct.
Mm-hmm. But he's more mobile than Vision.
He doesn't need terrain for this.
Yeah.
No. He is the terrain.
He is the terrain. He's a missile, dude.
Yeah, I mean, he's great. And I kind of like, Sooner and I kind of arrived at the same point where we were just like, we just want to play like Magneto Rogue Apex a lot.
Yeah.
Mags just like enables them to be awesome. And they're like, natural durability with refraction makes it so like it's very difficult to be one shot,
sure.
And that's highly valuable.
Yeah, it is.
Like my old saying of just all I need to do is not die and I'll win.
we were talking about that earlier. Actually, me and Spoosh were talking downstairs, and I was like, "Well, it's very valuable if you're durable." Like,
yeah.
That's what when you're right now. I think if you're choosing a character right now on a list, yeah, think about how that character is going to survive. I think, and like the minus one damage, I think is the stocks are up, and like cards like exceptional healing, like shit like that, like like that, take that refraction, whatever.
It's a good time when like you just like fire or not, you like firewall somebody, then like power drain them, and then like throw them away.
I feel like most people would say it's a good time when Magneto like kills someone, and your good time is like making someone have no power, throwing them in a corner, and rooting them.
Yeah. I was talking to Brandon today, and I was like, man, I think I'm just weird. Like, I just love disabling my opponent. Like, I don't even like want to kill you if I don't have to. Like, I just want to make you have no plays. Like, you just are disabled.
Yeah, I'm not gonna like that. I've always enjoyed that. Like, if I can make my opponent just like have a character and they just don't have no idea what to do with them, I just love the look on their face. They're just like, you know, it's just
they're
deer in headlights. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, they're just like ugh. Yeah, like I had a game this weekend. I had just a fun game with Danny from Omnus, and he was playing Wakanda, and he like walked his my Magneto is on the middle. He walks his Killmonger to like just outside of range, so like he measures it and everything. He's like, I'm not getting attacked by Mags unless you're taking a move action. Top of next round, I just walk up my pyro and firewall him and just walk away. And like, so he's just got two power, but he's rooted, so he can't charge me.
So unfair.
It's so dirty, dude. It's so gross.
He's just like, oh, I didn't see that.
Yup, firewall.
Tell him the rogue stealing Thor's.
Yeah, I had a game today on Friday in the scramble where my opponent's playing Asgard. His Thor, like, on round one, his Thor, like, walk and hammer through, I want to say Toad, and did, like, a damage or two, as I had refraction up. Okay. So, next round, Thor's on three power. I just, like, walked Rogue up, power drained him, and just, like, walked onto his back point. Thor just, like, can't charge anybody now.
Stole his lunch money.
Yeah!
Dude's got no cap
fare. I can't do anything.
Yeah, and then Thor just like proceeded to walk up to Mags, punch him, do no damage, get no throw because of force projection, and then he was like, I guess my turn's over.
Unbelievable. Okay, so we think Brotherhood's pretty good then?
I love Brotherhood. I just think they're hard to play. Like squad building is pretty tough. Dealing with Magneto, like not having a good game, is very hard emotionally.
Yeah, it is.
Juggernaut having a bad game is also very hard emotionally.
Oh boy, I'm totally gonna have that. I know it.
Yeah.
I just hope it doesn't happen and make me lose.
Right.
How about the? This is just a sort of a thought here. We all love refraction. We're all playing refraction. Yeah. I mean, I always felt like that card was undervalued even years ago. But what do you guys think about like who's gonna go narrower? Like, is this like a battle of like? You know, like if you play in the mirror, like I think it's safe to say we're going to see some Brotherhood tomorrow.
Yeah.
As of right now, Brotherhood is the number one. Not all lists are submitted yet, but they are basically tied with X-Men.
Okay.
For most taken.
Which is expected, right? I mean, that's.
Yeah. There's. Okay. No, it's exactly tied at this moment, like 2 hours before list lock.
Okay.
Or no, list lock is complete. It's not getting revealed for another 2 hours. It's 13 Brotherhood, 13 X-Men.
Holy crap.
And dude, a bunch of 10 Avengers and a bunch of other stuff.
10 Avengers.
So it's like, that's the trio?
Is there's 64 people signed up, so they're all here. Everyone's here.
So wow.
the it's a mutant fight to the death, and Avengers are here to clean up the mess.
Yep.
It's AVX, baby.
I dig it. I'm down for
dude,
this.
I'm happy.
This is the meta I want to be in.
Yeah, absolutely. Same here.
So, okay. I mean, I don't know that you guys have to actually answer this, but I mean, like, theoretically, when people listen to this, everything's already happened. So, like, but that is definitely for me, like, if I'm thinking of dropping mags, it's like, okay, I got to make sure I'm going first, you know? Hmm. If the opponent's also going to drop mags.
Yeah.
You know?
I kind of, my thing is, though, like, I play Brotherhood a lot. Like, I kind of know when or if, you know, I know in this certain scenario, my opponent's going to play Magneto, right?
Yeah.
So, I know what to expect. So, if I'm playing against Magneto, it's going to depend on what the extract is. And if the extract's favorable for me, because the secure is going to be what? Demons, intrusions, maybe.
Gamma.
That gamma, anything that's down the middle. Research, that.
Okay.
That can be, you know, whatever. It's just going to depend on what I can do secure wise.
No, this not everyone has submitted the,
okay.
The affiliation or the list code. So it'll be a lot
but
of
Hammers
type
is like
list.
Number one.
Yeah, is but Hammers? This is only four players of 64. This is junk data.
Got it. Yeah, so we don't know. Yeah. Okay, got it. People are probably getting their lists in now. They have until what, 8 o'clock?
No, it's past that. Lists are done.
Oh,
yeah, I think they're probably gonna get it going here in a minute.
Okay.
I mean, everything being taken is like pretty good. I mean,
every single affiliation is there. Dormammu.
No, so Untaken is Asgard, Dormammu, Defenders, Inhumans, Suns, Sentinels, Weapon X, Winter Guard, X Force, and that's it.
Okay,
I'm not shocked by like literally any of them.
No, I'm not shocked by any of them either. That's not a surprise.
I mean, like, Weapon X is so new, maybe people are scared to use it. I'm not even saying they're good or bad. I'm just saying, like, there's usually someone playing the new shiny.
Yeah.
You know?
There's actually not that many Guardians. There's only five.
I expected.
Wow.
I expected Guardians to be, like, kind of in the mix here with X-Men and Brotherhood, to be honest with you. I didn't expect 10 Avengers. I'll just be honest.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, I figured Avengers would be popular just because, like, everyone has them and they've been around for so long and they've been good.
Yeah.
I know some people, like, have been playing Avengers for a long time and they're still playing Avengers. So
yeah.
So maybe do we want to talk about, I mean, like, we just mentioned what people are bringing, but what do we actually think is good?
I mean, I think X-Men and Brotherhood are like the best things in the game.
Yeah. Right now.
I can't argue with you.
X-Men on Peta Flips is actually nightmare fuel to like try to beat. I've played so many games into myself, and I've lost basically all of them.
Oh my god!
To X-Men. So I'm not a bad X-Men pilot. Clearly, I'd be winning if I was a bad X-Men.
They're
pilot.
Just really strong with this, with how everything's set up.
Yeah. So like, your extract selection has to be very like particular because I've tried all the extracts, and basically, so we could start. Researcher, I think, is good. Because they're going to have prio when they have Peta Flip, so they can't steal anything from you. Mm-hmm. It slows the game down. You can actually, like, fight back. Mm-hmm. Paranoia is definitely a no, because they have two midline steals. 16 threat is not amazing for Brotherhood. It's fine, but, like, it's not something you want into X-Men, really. It just scores too fast. And then a lot of the X-Men players have moved off of, like, playing Spider-Infected in the cubes. Probably because when they lose prio, they're getting the midline stolen from them. Mm-hmm. And then they're on the back foot. So I think it's probably the right call. So I think they've kind of settled on like Skrull, Paranoia, and Hammers. Mm-hmm. Playing Hammers against them is a shit show because of Voodoo. It's very easy for Voodoo just to possess somebody and your whole day goes to crap.
Yeah.
Yeah, so... And then Skrull, I think, they're just playing parody scenarios, like, for extracts, because they have midline steals, and they just, like, don't want to go down if they're playing, like, unfavorable secures.
Right.
I don't know how convinced I am that X-Men are, like, actually good on Mappy against stuff that is the best. That's why I kind of switched to Brotherhood, but I don't know.
You could just be wrong.
I could be wrong. Like, they might just be fine. Yeah, but...
Sunday
I mean, we a long time ago, we felt that X-Men were good on demons.
Yeah, they were I mean, at that time, there weren't really gun lines in the game. Like, Shadowlands didn't exist. Guardians were not buffed yet.
Yeah, but that, I don't think any of that changes, right? Like, a cover's probably just better than a reroll.
Yeah, but X-Men's best characters are, like, range 3-ish, right?
Right, and that seems to have always been their design.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Whether it's correct or bad or good characters, whatever, doesn't matter.
That's just how they're designed.
They seem to be always leaning in the range 3 zone. I agree with that.
Yeah.
Other than, like, Storm and Cyclops, which is, like, right?
Yeah.
But they're leaders, and no one plays Cyclops, so... So, and that was because also we would just force like Enchantress and,
I mean, every list was like a shell for Enchantress pretty much at that time.
Yeah. But anyway, okay. So we love Brotherhood and X-Men. I mean, let's take, so obviously I think Guardians is like, you could lose any time against them.
Yeah.
Right. I mean, especially with Thanos, I'm assuming a Guardians player is playing Thanos. Is that crazy?
I don't think Zach is playing Thanos. I know there are people who are playing Thanos.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know at least three of them.
Playing, I don't even know. Like, I'll be so confused when I play a Guardians player and there's not Thanos. It's like, what's happening here?
Yeah.
Well, I guess at that point, you got to look at what the scenario is. And
yeah.
And does it make sense for them to play Thanos here? I mean, right?
Well,
I don't.
Morgan was doing the big boys with Guardians. That was a thing. Because they have such a small, team.
Yeah, and giving rerolls to, Hulk Juggernaut is good.
Yeah. Just like giving rerolls to Thanos is good.
Yep.
He just never dies.
Yeah. So, I actually could fear that. I think the big boy meta, I'll throw this out here. I think the big boy meta never went away. And it's still here.
Oh, it's still, yeah.
Like, if you can play Hulk, basically. And I mean, kind of Juggernaut. I think Juggernaut's kind of gotten a little cold, but he's still big boy. And then there's Malekith is still kind of thing. I mean, I don't know we've ever said publicly at this point, like, how we feel about Malekith, if that's worth saying. I think he's still a threat. He's just
I still think he's good. I still think he's a threat. I still think he's not a problem. Like, before, I thought he was a problem for the game. I thought he was a problem.
Now, it wasn't even disputable.
He wasn't even disputable. Now he's not. Like, now he is what I thought he should have been to begin with. You know what I'm saying? And his output's still there. It hasn't really gone anywhere. It's harder for him to charge because, you got to wait a turn, right? And
well, you don't have to.
You don't have to. There's ways.
R&D and all that stuff.
You can do all that nonsense. But
Magneto can juice him.
Magneto can juice him. Right. There's ways, but he can't do it alone. Right. He's not a turn one play anymore. He's just got to chill. And you can reroll into him now. So you have to be careful.
Mm.
You can't just charge in willy nilly anymore. Like, I'm just going to go in and kill your character. You can't do that. Now you have to wait and chill. Because if you do throw in Malekith in a bad spot, well, you're probably going to lose him. Right. Depending on who you're playing against and what their setup is, If you're taking a whole bunch of shots from Guardians and he's just in a bad spot, like, you just lost a 7th a character.
Yeah.
But, I think,
you got to play him like KG and more assassin-y, right? Kind of.
You just got to take your time and just wait, right?
So I've played a bunch of Malekith since he's got nerfed. He's in my list, and he comes in for, Guardians, typically. I like playing him into Thanos. I'll just blow up Thanos.
Yeah, let's just say they're not playing Thanos. Do you bring him?
Probably not.
Yeah, I don't think you do, right? Because now they're doing volume of dice.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's a problem.
Yeah. I mean, he could still potentially be okay, but it's hard because now they have restricted cards. And
yep.
It can be hard if they're bringing, Sacrifice or something. Malekith's very stressed out by Sacrifice.
Right.
But, yeah, I don't know. Malekith rolls well. Game's pretty chill. Rolls bad. It's hard.
It's hard.
That's usually how it goes. But he's, he's another tool that if you're not ready or don't have an answer to, you're like, this is what I do against Malekith, he could just blow you up pretty easily.
Yeah.
What can we quickly say what we think his counters are? Because the only relevant characters that are things that reroll, the leaderships that reroll, I think is just Guardians, and then it's
said, Magneto.
Well, Magneto can now roll.
True, but I guess I've heard Lucas say, because he's big on playing Malekith, that he doesn't even fear Shadow and Daredevil because he just has Malekith not grab an extract.
Yeah, and you can just the Shadowlands characters are so squishy that they just die.
They die.
Right. Yeah, I'm not super worried about that either.
Yeah, and then there's like the random characters that just reroll, like Logan, that like, you know, maybe get a little extra offense or like X-23 or something. Mm-hmm. You know, that like that wouldn't have been an issue before. I think personally you need to still have Malekith in your mind as like maybe he's not even popular, but I wouldn't build a list without thinking about Malekith. But so for example, I mean, Exceptional Healing is kind of hot right now.
Yep.
And I don't think that's going to go away. I'm not expecting to see much Malekith personally.
I don't know of anybody else playing it other than me.
Yeah, I am as well. He's in my list.
Actually, I take that back. There's some people. Okay, you got him. I know. Right, Matt is playing him, and I think there's some other people that are playing Cabal that have him. But
yeah, so that's a stressor, especially if they're playing like legit playing Cabal, like they're not like playing Malekith like you play like Black Order, where it's like, you know, it's in my list, but like I'm not gonna play it. You know,
right.
And maybe that's why Brotherhood and X-Men are in such a good place, other than a million other reasons, is that like Exceptional Healing is a really good card into like tall stuff. And like,
yeah,
just it's like, maybe we should mention. I actually think maybe Exceptional Healing needs to be on a restricted list.
Yeah, that's something I said the other day. I was like, people are complaining about Logan, and I think Logan is a fine model, but I think Exceptional makes him overly durable, and he can play too far aggressively without penalty.
And he wants to play aggressively.
Yeah,
he wants to.
But like, it's not just Logan. Like, Apex, and then
yep.
Even just like X-23 or Lizard are like
Lizard
are good like sidekicks, you know.
Yep.
And I played Lizard in a practice game a bit back, and I was like, man, why am I not playing this character more? It's just you know, I got all distracted.
Dude, he made it to mine. I went away and then I went back. I was like, I should have never left you to begin with. Like, why? Like,
yeah, I'm playing Lizard in my LBL list, and I think he's like an amazing role player in Brotherhood.
Yeah.
Mags fuels him. He's fast, gets exceptional access. He can grab the mid scroll.
He can hold something, and he can trust him.
And he's not going to die. Yeah,
exactly.
He's throws great when you can consistently use it like every turn.
Yeah,
yeah.
He's just like another Apex. Yeah, just throw you away. Like,
mm-hmm. He's so size 3 too, right?
Yeah,
yeah.
Jesus, go size 3, dude. I played him a bunch, and I still can't believe that's real.
Yeah,
Lizard's crazy, dude.
He's a crazy,
and he's like probably top 3 best model in the game. Just aside,
like sculpt, yes.
Yeah.
Oh my god, he's amazing.
Yeah, his sculpt is god gorgeous. Not that that's competitive relevant, but you know, it doesn't hurt to look sexy while you're wearing.
That's true.
Yeah. Any other thoughts on just anything
like the meta? I mean, yeah, I think there's going to be a lot of. I really am curious at how much people practiced X-Men into pay to like X-Men get pay to flips. Like, what's your plan?
Right.
I'm expecting a lot of people
to get some free wins
to just get blown up.
Yeah, I'm really hoping for some free wins. This is probably the most. This, I mean, how is this not the most competitive event in at least North America?
This is definitely.
Ever, yeah, I think the only thing that's ever been more competitive this is mid the league.
Which is a world
event. Yeah, exactly.
And, you know, that's obviously we can't compare it to a global tournament.
Yeah, this is pretty much the best players in North America. Like, I can't think of many that aren't here.
Right. So I don't expect to get any free wins or have, like, some good times. But, I mean, if free wins are going to come to me, I hope it's because I'm playing X-Men on Pay the Flips and people just aren't, like, prepared.
Yeah.
What about Brotherhood? What free wins are you looking at?
Anything? I don't know if any of my games are free wins.
I'll be honest with you. I don't think any of them are free.
Really?
How
about Senators?
Yes, that's true. Right? No, I do have Senators.
Senators, yeah.
Are we all playing Senators?
Yeah.
I'm playing Senators.
So the Mystique, the Mystique Hulk, yeah. Juggernaut, Toad, and then pick your 3 threat of Pyro or Lizard.
Yes.
That's really gross on Senator, and I think that's actually another like huge gear check that I wonder if people even know about it. I know.
That's our sword base.
I know some people know about it, but I don't know if enough people know about it to like reduce the feels bad. You know, I really do think it's like a Steve Legacy virus situation.
Yeah,
the old Legacy virus, where like, because I've had games where like I play that team and I just like Juggernaut steals yours and then slides back and he's in range 2 of my deployment. So I can't be deceptioned. Mm-hmm. they do something. They have to play around my deception.
Right.
Hulk goes and takes one of theirs, mm-hmm. walks, jumps backwards, or like jumps to a side extremist council or something, and then Toad like double moves, picks something up, gets refunded, puts the Brotherhood token on something close to him, and then like Mystique and Pyro just grab something, and then like I just score like 7 VPs on round 1.
Yeah.
And then I have like pyrotechnics in case my opponent does anything good.
Yeah.
How toxic would this
That's format, basically the strat, honestly.
How toxic would this format be if we had the old turn 0 rules?
Oh, it'd be horrible.
You could just be like, no matter what,
19 centers.
Yeah. Oh, pay to flips? I got those too.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, yeah. Just I get everything I want.
Yeah.
At the threat I want.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I think just we talked about this, I think, one of our last episodes, but on the turn 0, like, do not give your opponent their threat. Like,
yeah, like a quick rule of thumb is like if you lost Pryo, pick the threat of your crisis that got picked, usually.
Yeah, I you know, just we saw the whole, I mean, I just came in towards the middle of it, but there was like the last chance qualifier. I got to watch a few games.
Yeah.
And you know, saw some shield and some A-Force and a whole bunch of stuff, but watching Nate play X-Men, I was just like, yeah, like, let's not. I mean, Nate got to choose the threat, so of course he was happy. But it was like 15 or
18. It was Gamma Hammers.
Yeah, and he got 18, and I was like, man, don't let this guy have 18. Don't do it.
Yeah. How did that game go? That was Vince versus.
Yeah, it was Shield versus X-Men. Vince versus
sounded Nate. Like Rhino just got blown off the table by his storm activation. Rhino
went crazy and was like the opposite side Gamma and then just got blown up.
Yeah.
And then Wolverine just somehow ended the entire game with like no wounds, killing people in a hammer. He just went hunting.
Yeah, that's what he does.
And he came out unscathed.
Yeah.
Dude, like, it makes me it makes me go back to those takes people had on Logan, man. It's just how base that was, man. Character's amazing, dude.
Yeah, maybe we should talk quickly, like, characters we think will be super stellar. I think Logan Apex, we keep talking about
them. Yeah.
They're great characters. They're going to be, like, meta warping.
Yeah.
Obviously, we know Hulk, but I don't know. Is there anything? Rhino's sweet, but I am not convinced, like, where Rhino fits in the game.
I control Rhino a lot. I'll do a lot of, like, you just like the way to beat Rhino is just don't attack him. Like, he's gonna steal one of your things, and like the longer you make it so that he can't play robbery, like it takes longer for him to play robbery, because oftentimes like he rolls 5 dice and like misses, mm-hmm. and then round 2 he can like, if he doesn't do a damage again, like he could robber you, but then he can't pick it up, so it's like pointless. And then like you just like throw him away, and then he can like not stampede. Like if you just don't attack Rhino, like his kit doesn't function.
Yeah.
And then, like, I mean,
you can obviously spike or a little bit, and you know, and then if it's like infinity or cubes, mm-hmm. or I don't know.
Yeah, Rhino is very good on the power scenarios.
Yeah. I think Rhino's a great character, but I don't. The problem is, I'm not convinced like his affiliations are like top tier, is the problem for him. Yeah.
I think that's pretty much his issue. I played against
Pyro. We think Pyro's good.
Yeah.
Pyro's awesome. I think he's a little overhyped. Like, he does die randomly, but and he does just not incinerate people randomly.
Sure.
Can be annoying. But yeah. Firewall is an amazing ability. And
yeah, I think he's and I haven't seen anybody's list yet, but it seems like to me he's a little oversplashed. I don't think he fits everywhere.
Yeah, he's a little new shiny.
Yeah.
The way I would describe him is like you should only be playing him like if he's like a counter to something.
Right.
And like he shouldn't I don't know that you play him like every game or anything.
No.
Yeah, I don't play him every game.
No.
And, like, even when he's in your game, he's not, like, your all-star character.
Not usually.
He's kind of like a role player.
Yeah.
And, again, I've been playing Marvel Snap lately, but he's one of those, like, counter cards, you know, like the mm-hmm. Cosmo, Shang-Chi, or whatever. So hopefully people have any clue what I'm talking about. But, you know, like, they're counter cards. They're kind of like a meta thing, too. Like, I could see there's times where you actually take Pyro out and... granted, Brotherhood doesn't have like a lot of great threes to even pick from, mm-hmm. unfortunately.
Yeah, Mystique and Pyro I love, and then everyone else, it drops off steadily from there. I think Blob is cool. I just don't, he doesn't make my 10.
Yeah.
Yeah. Poor Blob. Because, I mean, what he has, it's not bad. It's just doesn't match.
Yeah, Blob doesn't fix my nightmare scenarios.
Right.
Mm.
Right.
Exactly.
He's just like good when I'm normally good. So it's like whatever. Mm-hmm. But we should talk about Mystique.
Deception.
Yeah, like you and I were saying, like Deception's probably just hired muscle again.
Yeah,
everyone should just probably be playing it.
Yeah.
So for people who maybe don't know what we're referencing, the idea was that like the only counter to hired muscle is to also play hired muscle.
Right.
And I think the only counter to Deception is to, like, play Deception.
Right.
Granted, we've discussed that like it's not always a turn one play, but the mind games of having it just freaking people out every turn is really good.
Yes,
just kind of like wasting their mental energy.
It's very stressful to play against, even if your opponent's like just doing nothing, like just standing around.
Which is similar to Sam Wilson, which was a big complaint I had.
Yeah,
it's like we're playing with chess clocks. Like you theoretically having Deception could mess with someone's chess clock.
Yeah.
Because people fidget like crazy, like, oh, hold on, I'm not done with my movement. I got to make sure they're in two of this character.
Mm-hmm.
And you add all those time, you know, those things and those thoughts and the concerns, and that adds up to a clock time.
Yep.
Anyway, yeah, it just seems like it's. I kind of feel like, honestly, you guys agree, like kind of everyone should play Mystique right now?
Yeah, I think Mystique's a staple at this point. I mean, she's just great, and Deception is just ridiculous. It always has been. It's just more so now than ever, right? It's more noticeable, you know?
Shapeshifter's also nuts, and like a lot of Tactus cards can be used out of activation.
Yeah.
So you can just get people hard.
You can.
Right.
Yeah. Anyway, Deception. We were thinking maybe Deception should be like affiliation only. Is like a thought, but you know,
dude. So Reef had a great suggestion today about Deception.
I gotta hear this.
Oh yeah.
Frick, what was it?
Oh, was it me?
Or was it you?
I mentioned you can only deception an unactivated.
Yes,
character.
That.
That's pretty good too.
I like that.
Yeah, because if you're activated, then okay, you can't deception me. Right. The reason I thought of that is you think of the art and like just the concept of it.
Right.
You're actively deceiving someone. Like, but they're not activated yet. You know, like they're there and you like, haha, come over here. You know,
that actually. No, that's actually, that makes sense.
Yeah. Because then you have a way out of being deceptioned.
Right.
It's still a really good card, even if it had that wording, I think.
Yeah, maybe.
Strong,
but at least it's something.
Yeah.
And I guess the point is you have agency if your character's not activated yet.
Right.
Unless they die, but you know, it is what it is. Anyway, I think that'd be cool. And while we're on the topic of ridiculous tactics cards, I think Fallback might need to be restricted. I might be a madman and lose like crazy. This is why there's hot predictions, but I didn't even take two restricted cards.
Yeah, Fallback is like better than restricted card a lot of the time.
So the problem is the restricted cards I want to take is Sacrifice and Patch Up.
Mm-hmm.
The problem is, first of all, they're not good for both X-Men and Brotherhood. They're kind of like one or the other. The other thing is, even if they're good, if I'm playing like Map D, I don't really want either Patch Up or Sacrifice. And then my logic is like, oh, well, you know, obviously I could like, you know, play other cards because there's so many good character cards right now.
Yeah.
Between Deception and You Know Who I Am, etc. And even like Exceptional Healing is basically a character card. And so it's like, okay, yeah, I'll play these like character cards instead. But then what happens with like your Fallback? It's like everybody wants that card, or at least most of the time. And Fallback's good on E, D, B, you name it. Right? Yeah. Like, it's just good. Those other cards aren't good. Like Patch Up and Sacrifice is actually a liability.
I mean, think about it this way. Climbing Gear got banned. Climbing Gear was moving on your turn. Fallback, you move on your opponent's turn.
During their action.
Yeah, yeah.
And the timing on that card is dumb.
Yeah.
See your opponent's dice and be like, oh, Fallback.
And you can't you can't reach that extract that you wanted.
Right. Yes. Yeah.
Correct. Yep.
And then, like, what if that extract is like a senator and they have to, like, move now to get it? And then they're stuck there.
They're stuck. They can't move. Yep.
Oh, yeah, man. Fallback and Exceptional should probably go on the restricted list, and Deception probably needs to be ratted. It's kind of where I'm at.
Yeah, so like I might look like a madman for playing one restricted card right now, But eventually, when all the non-restricted cards I'm playing get restricted, then they'll be like, oh, okay, I get it now. Yeah. He was always playing restricted cards.
Yeah, he was always playing, you know? He didn't have the curve.
It's just unfortunate to own Fallback. You either have to eBay it or own Hulkbuster. It's quite an expensive tactics card. But anyway, yeah, I don't know if there's much else to say. Any bold predictions? Anyone? I don't know.
I'm just hoping I win Pryo against X-Men, man.
Just like, there's no protection from friends playing each other round one of this event.
Nope.
Because they're creating some kind of like bracket where like that bracket just sticks for the whole event. And so like, obviously it would be weird if you could avoid people.
Yeah, it's just a straight single elimination bracket, like a March Madness type of deal.
So are we still playing all 5 or 6 rounds?
So if you lose, you can still play and like get a better standing when the event's over.
I'd still play with 5.
I mean, I traveled
here to 5 hours, so I'm not going to care.
Yeah.
5 hours on an airplane and 1 hour to Boston or whatever. So like, I'm going to have to play.
Yeah, I'm going
to
play.
I'll be honest though. I'm usually the kind of person, and this isn't salt. This is just who I am. If I am not making like first, then I usually drop from an event. Just because, like, I'm there to win. Like, playing games, I play, like, a lot of games, like, practice or whatever. Mm-hmm. Like, playing games isn't, like, the thing. But, you know, I've gone all this way, and people are excited to see each other. It's kind of, like, a different environment this time, like, than ever. Maybe just because the community is getting closer to each other. We're all kind of getting to know each other. So, I don't know. It has a different feel than usual. Like, I'll probably end playing everything, because why not at this point?
And honestly, this is like the first big event with a new meta, you know?
True. That's a great point. And Omnus has made it very chill. Like this whole like game, one game, an hour off and all that. Like it's almost like it's everything's just so chill. It's like, why not?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, absolutely. So, and it'll be high quality games, right? Like all of these people have won something or placed somewhere, you know?
That's true. So exactly. So even if you're just losing, like you could just keep playing high quality games, you know?
Yeah.
It's not just like keep going. Yeah. I mean,
there's no dumpster. Reps,
man. Like, me, it's all about, like I said, it's all about improvement. It's always about getting better. Like,
that's a good point.
It's like, if I don't win the event, fine. It's how can I get better from here? I got 5 rounds to figure it out. Right. Mm-hmm. Lose round one. I got 5 left to go. I was like, okay, just figure it out. Keep playing. Yeah. I'm gonna be upset. Yes. I'm gonna get salty about dice and all that nonsense and blah, 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 blah. But I'll be improving my game as I'm doing it. So that's key. And I'll have fun. Because, you know, I've hung out with these guys for the past, like, 3 years on Discord.
Yeah.
Talking. So
yeah, the community's, like, pretty close. Like, I feel like I know, like, everybody here pretty much.
Yeah.
Granted, I travel a lot, so I've been to a lot of the metas.
This guy.
The local metas.
Yeah. So, like, he's the traveling warrior.
Can't win if you don't go.
Yeah.
There you go. I think you're trying to say the World Warrior.
World Warrior.
Yeah.
Whiffed on that one.
Yeah. Damn, dude. I knew where you're going. Yeah.
I don't know, man.
I'm waiting for the WTC to open up, dude.
Yeah.
That'd be something.
I would love to do that.
Smash the Europeans, man.
Oh, man. I'm here for that.
Yeah.
Oh, man. I'm here for that.
Yeah.
Don't call out the Europeans.
Oh, I'll come anger. Pat,
great.
Comfort, your days are numbered.
Yeah, Pat's so tired of waiting for us. He's coming this to us.
Yeah, Pat's coming to Adepticon.
Yep,
I'm excited. It'll be super fun.
Yeah.
Good?
Yeah, I'm good.
Anything else? I don't know.
I want to make like hot takes who I think will win or whatever, but I legit don't have a clue.
Dude, this is like trying to guess the March Madness bracket.
Yeah.
Like there is no freaking way.
So that's the thing, right? Like, you normally go to an event, there's like a handful of dudes where you're like,
these guys are really good,
gonna win something. They maybe get fourth, but they're in it.
Yeah.
I legit don't feel that way right now. Like, anything can happen. I have no clue.
I'm always ready to lose my first game.
Oh, God. My nightmare scenario is we play each other. And then whatever.
Yeah, happens, it would be great to not play my crew. That's really all I would like.
That would be.
Yeah, that's the only opening for feels bad in this whole thing, and I get the whole bracket thing sort of, but like just don't do a bracket thing because like I said this to Charles Omnis, but like I'm just like, dude, listen,
your first game is like your first impression, and like lets people not have to play their neighbor like in their first game. Yeah. And then if they win, then they play their neighbor fine, but this is what we signed up for, and you already had your first impression of your event. And then if you lose, like, who cares at that point? What happens? Right, you know?
Right.
This system, I mean, hey, I'm judging ahead. That's, I mean, we're hot taking, right? But that's, like, my only gripe. And I guarantee with how tight everyone is right now, somebody's going to go in the feel bad corner for this first round.
Yeah. Yeah, there's going to be upsets every round, 100%.
Yeah, and but I don't mean just upsets. I mean, like we just witnessed the Taco Truck Gang playing against each other. Now, that's the final round of the entire Last Chance qualifier.
Right.
So, like, that, you know, that's fine. And that's, right. that's what it is. But when it's like, what if those two guys play tomorrow? That would be crazy.
That'd be insane.
First round?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That could happen.
Yeah.
yeah. Right? Yeah. And then what are they talking about on their podcast? Like, go. Traveled to Vegas, played against my friend twice.
Yep.
So anyway, whatever. I think it's just going to happen. Someone's going to have a bad day.
Someone will.
But, yeah, nobody wants to play against their friend. You know, it's that guy that you practice against all the time. You're getting sick of his face. You travel and get in a plane. You're in Vegas. And then it's like, hey, what's up, friend?
Yeah.
But anyway, minor gripe. But otherwise, it's looking to be so cool.
Yep. Yeah, I'm excited to see what the bracket is. I think it goes up in like a little bit here. You can see who your round one is, and you can dream about how bad or good it will be.
Oh, should we live react to it right now and just wait for it?
It's not going to be for like another hour and a half.
Unfortunate,
yeah.
Are we giving this thing out to the public, or what's happening? Is this a Patreon thing?
Yeah, we should give it out to the public. Why not?
Maybe give it to Patreon like a little early or something. Could give it to him like Sunday or something.
Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah.
All right. Gotta keep it special for the special people.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I'd have to like, and I have to edit this thing, but.
There's nothing to edit.
I have to, go on Patreon. I don't even know what our login is. So.
We're so professional over here.
Jacob has that, or I think so.
Oh man.
Yeah, I think you should put it up early. It'd be cool. This is Danger Room Uncut.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fair enough. Yeah, I don't know. I feel like I couldn't do any more work on my list. Like it's as good as it's gonna get.
I feel like there's not enough slots for what I tried to do, so I did what I could.
Yeah.
Oh man. Yeah. X-Men Brotherhood needs like 15 slots. And sadly, that will never exist. So,
yeah. I mean, we talked about like I know people have said like maybe there should be more slots in the rosters, but we were like, well, if I just had like two slots, I'd be like, oh, I just have everything now.
Yes.
Yeah, and there's like we were even playing around with the idea. I know you were like Cabal Brotherhood, or it's like if I got like two more slots or three or something, I'd do like X-Men. Cabal, you know, Brotherhood, and then it's like, how degenerate is that, right?
Yeah.
It probably just can't happen, and it's probably for the best that you can't have everything, because then everyone would just play the good stuff.
They would fill the holes that they need to, and they had the roster they actually won. I think 10 is really, I think it was a smart decision, right? 10 is the way to go. A little more tactical.
And the tactics cards is freaking rough as hell too.
Yeah, tactics cards are like even harder to field because like they keep releasing good ones, and sometimes your characters, like if you're running like multi affiliation or something, your characters can be dual affiliated, so like they double dip, but the card never double dips.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I would like to see maybe 12 tactics cards, but I think you can be less gamey with the tactics cards, and especially they're going away from unaffiliated being so good.
I think the answer is just restrict more cards. Like if fallback and exceptional become restricted.
You think there's more?
Like all of a sudden I've got two more card slots.
Maybe you're right.
Yeah.
Maybe it's that simple.
Yeah.
I if you go back and check the tapes from day one, maybe somewhere in day two, I was saying to AMG, please, for the love of God, make more like character cards. Yeah. Because I think they're really fun.
I think they're fun. I think they're
and it's a cool way to like feel like you're playing the character more than just playing the character. So obviously, I'm sure AMG listened to me and took my great advice. And now we're in a world where like now I'm kind of like swimming here with all these character cards. And that's why I'm saying I kind of wish there's just more slots now.
Yeah.
I hear what you're saying. Like, you know, more restricted. But like, point being, the deeper we go, like, another year, like, imagine we could have like double the tactics cards. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
I mean, I think I'm already running like six character cards,
right? But okay, let's take Brotherhood for example. Okay, so like Deception was like the goat from day one, and I mean, Brotherhood's never had issues with like they have so many cool tactics cards, but that's kind of an anomaly because like most characters around that time, like, was 2 years ago, there was not that many character cards, right? So now imagine imagine every character you play now all of a sudden has like this really cool tactics card, which I would be fine with, honestly. Like, I'm enjoying a lot of the, even the way they, this is kind of a tangent, but like even like Hydra and Shield, how hardcore they went with those tactics cards. I think that's super awesome. Like, they genuinely feel different. That, you know, the affiliation, because I don't know, just the leadership is kind of stale. And that's true. You can even see in the fact that we're playing so many leaders. Like, it's really the tactics cards that like hold us down, you know, and make that an option. So anyway, if they go crazy and they keep their path, which they've been doing so far, we're going to see even more tactics cards in our future is what I'm saying. So right now we're like just now hitting like the breaking point. And I think it's going to get more and more is like, because every new character is consistently getting a tactics card, which, again, like, obviously I agree with it, but, like, is 10 cards enough at the end of the day? Like, it's kind of, because, you know, you also have your team tactics cards you got to play. I don't know. Maybe the design is we should just be playing mono affiliation, and maybe part of my problem is I'm trying to play two affiliations.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The X-Men Brotherhood are so stacked that it's, like, really difficult to play everything you want.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and maybe that's just their vision. Just play one affiliation. If that's the case, maybe I just gotta suck that up.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Maybe that's...
I mean, I do play Malekith Leader in my list on certain scenarios, even though I don't have Dark Reign.
Okay, then. And that's the kind of thing you can just tell your opponent right before the game and just get in their head.
I mean, like, if I play something like a Malekith Mystique Juggernaut, and it's like, I bring double restricted cards, do you know who I am? Phantasmagoria and Deception. Like, all those cards are, like, pretty much better than Dark Reign.
Yeah, Dark Reign's interesting.
Dark Reign's cool, but in my experience, the teams that you really want to, like, Dark Reign off the table, like, everybody's playing Stupid Sacrifice. Yeah. So, like, it's very hard to actually kill who you want to kill. Mm-hmm. And all those character cards break up bodyguard shenanigans.
Man, you're calling me out for not bringing sacrifice. I'm not worried about people playing Malekith too much, though. So, it reminds me of card games, but you gotta head, you know, you gotta predict the meta, and you can't have everything.
Right.
That's definitely something I've learned from the current situation is that I legit cannot bring every character, and I can't bring every tactics card, and I can't, you know, even if I pick two restricted cards, there's probably two more restricted cards I wish I had, you know, like I bring sacrifice, then I'm not bringing patch up, you know, I bring maybe patch up, maybe I don't have brace. You
know? I mean, when the changes drop, I was playing like disarm. I played disarm a lot. I played follow me a bunch, and I just, I've settled on patch up and brace.
Right, and Jacob's doing a thing on the stats, so that'll be something really interesting to look at is restricted cards. You know, it's not just what people are bringing that's popular. I want to hear what people are bringing that's winning.
Right.
Right? Anything can be popular. The popular doesn't mean good. So that'll be interesting to see, like, what's the winning play.
How's he going to break that down? Just look at round one?
No, he's going to go through the list, like,
nuts.
Oh,
he's going to take everything. And do the stats, yeah.
Yeah, that should be fun. You know, and even if like half the field is playing mutants or more, we can figure out who's the best mutant team, you know, who brought the best team.
Yep.
Or what's their like secret tech? Maybe all of us will get better after this day, you know, this event for various things, you know?
Yeah.
So that'd be interesting.
Yeah. I mean, I think X-Men have created like a very, the Prio game is like very intense right now. Like if they're like borderline busted on like Madman and Spider Portals. Like, and the data even reflects this. Like, if you go to Longshanks, like, their win rate, it jumps by, like, 25% on those scenarios. Like, they're, like, 75% win rate with, like, a good amount of games played across a bunch of different events and different players. So, like, they're just insane on those scenarios. And, like, when you put them on anything where you have to stand on the points, like, they're significantly worse. So, I don't know. It's going to come down to Prio a lot, I think. It's the Crisis variants is going to be brutal.
Yeah, and a lot of things we've talked about in the past, like, pay to flip is tough for Tall, right? But then, like, Tallists are better when, like, the season ease mostly, you know?
And mm-hmm.
It's like a continual change of how things go. And, you know, we didn't specify this, but I think we can all agree Mystique's leadership is legit, right?
Like, I love it. On the right scenarios, it's fantastic.
Yeah, we mentioned Senators, which is a big one, but I just think Mystique doesn't get enough love.
Dude, I play more Mystique than the Magneto.
Yeah?
Yeah. This is cool. It's the scenarios that I'm playing on, and I feel comfortable with it.
Part of it, too, for me is, like, I mean, the obvious, like, Magneto is pretty big tax, unless, of course, Magneto's, like, love and life, then, of course, let Magneto be Magneto.
Yeah.
But I like the freedom of taking Mystique and then feeling like you could take other cool stuff. Like, I don't want to put words in Sooner's mouth, but, like, I feel like he's big on, like, Mystique and then, like, Apex and other cool shinies, you know?
No, he's in my train where it's, like, Mags, Apex, Rogue.
I know he likes that, yeah. But this is – we were also talking about a guy that brought Blob.
Yeah, like, yeah, Sooner has Blob.
And, like, Pyro and whatever Rogue.
Sooner and I have the same list, except for three characters. Like, he doesn't have Malekith or Lizard.
Sure.
And he has...
He's got
23 and Blob. I think otherwise we're the same.
Okay.
Yeah.
Maybe I'm wrong, he's just going to jam Magneto like a savage, but... I mean, he's expressed to me he's really liking the new characters and more open to playing them, and I mean, you can't do that all the time if like Magneto's just a big body, big cost.
Yeah. It's just going to depend on what scenario it is, that's all.
But, I don't know. Sooner's secret Andy sometimes, like, we'll see what happens in the games. Like, he, you know what I'm saying? He likes to keep close to the vest.
I don't feel like he's been close to the vest. Like, me and I have been chatting about it. It's fine. Like,
all right.
Pretty much not playing publicly. The same stuff. I mean.
So... All right, you keep your secrets.
I got no secrets.
The meme? All right, so well then
I played my list in the scramble today. Like, people could have seen it. Like, it's...
Played mine against right now.
All right, then what? Tell me what... If you know so much, what's... Well, give me a ratio, Mags versus Mystique for Sooner. What's your prediction?
Oh, for Sooner?
Yeah.
I have no idea. It completely depends on the scenario, and I don't know how confident Sooner is at playing Mystique.
Well, that's my point. That's what I'm saying.
I mean, he played Mystique on Extremis against, I want to say, was it Dizzard?
Yeah.
No, it was against Deaton. I'm sorry.
Played who?
Mystique? He played against Deaton. He played Mystique against Deaton.
Oh, that okay, Warriors thank you. Game. Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
Well,
this
is my prediction. And we probably can prove this, like, because at the end of the event, it will show you which leader everyone's picking, right?
Yeah.
So, yeah, we'll go back, check the tape, and we'll see if I'm right.
Mystique, like, she really loves, Senators for extracts. And then she also loves, like, Extremis and Cosmic Invasion. Mm-hmm. And I like her on Scoundrels, too.
Yeah, you know,
I loved her.
The thing is, if I say, let's just say hypothetically, I say that he plays like three Magneto games, three Mystique games, that has nothing to do with if he likes Mystique or Magneto more. It could be like that's the secure he got every time.
Right. You know? Yeah. It's completely scenario dependent.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So,
like, Magneto's like the Gamma Demon's king.
Yes.
So, like,
right. And so, like, for me, I'm playing X-Men Brotherhood, and I have Mystique, and I have Magneto. So, like, I've got three leaders. Where's Cyclops? Who will never see him? But, you know, like, I could go expecting to play Pay to Flips and X-Men and literally just never see that.
Yeah.
You know, that's crazy.
Yeah.
I might not play X-Men.
Dude, I might play a whole bunch of fucking Brotherhood Mirror Matches the entire day tomorrow.
Yeah, might.
Hope and I'll be like, fuck, well, okay, fuck me, right?
Hope
like,
you're ready for them, you know?
Yeah.
I'll just take these characters and put them over here. They're never going to see
play. Never going to see play, and that's just it.
It's going to be interesting to see that. It's going to be fun to talk about the posts on this, I think.
Yeah.
It's going to be really interesting. You know, and this the game is so fresh and new right now because there's so many new characters, all the new rules. And, you know, it's fun going into the blind meta. But it's also the most fun post conversations because that's where you're like discovering like, okay, so what worked? What didn't work?
Right.
What was cream of the crop that we didn't expect and all that stuff?
Honestly, I think my favorite this whole weekend, my favorite day is going to be at the end of it because we're all going to sit down and talk about it.
Yeah.
And we're all going to be like, what the fuck happened? Right. And we're going to talk about how everything. Yeah. So just to get everybody's mindset and what they're thinking. The game's exciting, and that just makes me happy.
It is pretty cool, especially if you're a Mutant fan.
Yep. We made it, guys. Mutants have fucking...
We did it. Yeah. Welcome to the danger room.
Welcome to the Mutant Messiah.
I'm so excited. This is the most happy I've been in a while. This is dark times with that Malekith Avengers stuff.
Yeah, it was.
Dark times.
It really was, man.
Unless you're Mike. Mike just like, I'm going to win every tournament.
The list was broken. I felt like I should just go to the events while it was broken.
Mike was doing
take it. Advantage of it.
Yeah, let everybody know.
Yep, he was the
Mike's the champion. No holds barred.
He blessed everybody with his Avengers, that's all.
Like a traveling circus.
Yeah.
You just went came to the by event. With
his Bible.
Yeah, I mean, I lost. Like, I played Avengers at NashCon, Second Wind, and Warfare Weekend, and I dropped two games out of all of them.
Crazy. So you won one of those?
Right? I won Warfare Weekend.
And NashCon, you just basically had like one loss.
NashCon, right? I had my first round loss, and I just missed cut by one place. But and then Second Wind, I lost in the final because I was playing Spider Portals like an idiot, and Nate pulled it on me playing X-Men with my Pryo. Yep, so that was super unlucky. But if I had Scoundrels in that spot, I feel pretty good. Like I would have won that game pretty comfortably.
Are you playing Scoundrels now?
Yes, sir.
You're so funny. Like this guy, I have to I talk to Mike all the time, but like one day he's like, yeah, Scoundrels, the best thing ever. The next day he's like, I took out Scoundrels. I'm like, okay. And so I'm like settled. And then it's like 2 days later, hey, I see Scoundrels in your list. I like it again. It's like, dude.
Mike likes to keep us.
I can't even keep up. I give up.
So I ran into this cool, interesting like thing. So like, I've played like all the new scenarios on my list pretty much since they've dropped. I've rotated through all basically everything.
That's all I'm saying.
Like I was playing like Cosmic Extremis Scoundrels, like literally the Web Warrior Secures, and I was like playing Mystique a lot, and it was good. But basically, what happened was I wanted my scenarios to just be horrible for X-Men as much as I possibly can.
Such a hater.
And I also can outplay people on Scoundrel. It's high threat. Hulk is a giant bully when he can drop the Brotherhood token and like leave and go throw people around. And then and also like Scoundrels is just good into things that I don't like seeing. Like X-Men, Guardians, S.H.I.E.L.D. They don't want to see it.
It's bad for Shadowlands.
And then something that's a lot less obvious is that I was playing Demons, Gamma, and Intrusions for a while. And I found that when I played against people who also wanted to fight, they went Pryo and they're like, well, I just take my extracts because I have all your secures. And I hated that. I was like, man, I'm not even giving this person any hard decisions. And that's just horrible. So I was like, all right, fine. I can play basically everything. So I'll just get rid of Intrusions because I hate playing it. Because Intrusions removes like all this. I do so much effort to like control my opponent and then they just teleport to me and it did nothing. It's very frustrating.
Why does that teleport not hurt people?
I don't know.
That teleport should hurt people.
So I hate Intrusions and I was like, all right, fine. I'll just play Scoundrels as my third slot. And now I have Gamma and Researcher both at 15. I have Skrull and Scoundrel both at 20. Mm-hmm. And then I have Senator and Demons both at 19. So like I just picked Threat Extremes and Crisis Extremes. So it's like maximum gear checkage and hard decisions. And I think it's working because all my games today, my opponent, when my opponents win prio, they're like, look at my crisis. And they're just like, I hate all of this.
What have you done?
Yeah.
No, that's pretty sweet, man. I like it.
Like, I was playing Mare Fisk, and, like, I was playing, like, Malekith Hulk Bullseye or something, or Malekith Hulk Mystique, and it was fine. It just feels, like, razor thin. Like, if Malekith has a bad turn, like, the game's extremely difficult. And I hate being locked into it, because, like, I don't really want to play Magneto in that scenario, because it's stunned and it's, like, annoying. So, I mean, I can play it. I'm pretty good at it, but I just didn't want to bring it. Gamma was just like my best scenario. It's like, oh, it's map E, but I just like don't get put on fire. So
yeah.
I just have cover bubble and full defenses. And funny like
enough, the scoring isn't, you know, we all know this, the scoring isn't as high. So you can,
Yeah, exactly. You can play a slower game. Thanos is a lot less punishing on it. Hulk's a lot less punishing on it.
Yeah, I agree with the Thanos thing. Thanos really didn't like the point reduction in the middle.
Yeah, Thanos hates the point nerf on Gamma, and he hates Researcher going to 15
threat. He also hates the threat, yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, I think my Crisis selection is about as good as it's going to get. Skrulls is, like, my least favorite, but it's parody and it's 20 threat, so there's nothing really. And it's pseudo-voodoo proof.
Yeah.
So there's not much I can do better.
I gotta say, we should talk more about Healing Factor, because you're reminding me, how many objectives just injure characters? Just funny how
Traps does ping damage, Paranoia does damage when you pick it up, Cubes.
There's more, I know there's more.
Gamma's got the damage when you're outside of it.
Yep. Doesn't, like, Skrulls hurt you?
No.
What's the one that hurts you?
Oh, Alien Core.
Yeah. I'm sure there's at least one more. But, yeah, like...
Alien Core fucking hurts, dude.
Yeah, you can just blow up with meat randomly.
Yeah.
You and everyone around you just, like, take three. And, like, nobody gains power from it.
Yeah, shit. I don't think I've played one Alien Core game yet. So, that'll be fun.
Yeah.
Hopefully no one makes me.
Yeah, I hope I don't see that one tomorrow at all.
I haven't run into anyone giving a damn about it. So, I haven't played it.
Yeah.
I played a ton of Senator games. It seems like everyone thinks they're good at Senators. It should be interesting to see who's actually correct on that one.
Jesus, I have set Senators on my list, and I don't even remember the last time I got it.
Really?
Yeah, I just seem to pull Skrulls every game.
I mean, dude, you're supposed to pick them. You don't pull them. Like, I don't know. You're probably talking real games more than just practice games. But
Yeah, no. Practice games, I, like, play, like, set scenarios. But, yeah, like, actual games, like... Like, today I played, yesterday was a, I don't know, I played some Hammers games for my opponent, because I just, like, pick secures usually. Because, like, my extracts are very, like, I want the threat of the extract in my list, so, like, picking it with prio is, like, not great. So I usually just take secures.
Because,
like, if I'm playing Senators, like, I want 19, you know? If I'm playing Researcher, I kind of want 15. So...
I legitimately have no expectation as what I'll pick. I know I probably should always pick secures, but I'm not, like, convinced I will. I mean, like, I don't know. Like, cause I expect to see a lot of mirrors. Also, I'm playing the two most popular affiliations, so, yeah. Like, the fact I'll run into a mirror is likely, right?
Very likely.
So, like, for example, if I'm playing against an X-Men player, maybe I don't want secures because it's like, all right, they're going to want to play Peta Flips. Like, I don't know. Then it depends maybe what Peta Flips they're playing. Like, obviously, they're going to probably play Mutant, you know, Spider Portals and Mad Men, but, like, what's their third, right? I think that'll be a big thing for me. So, I don't know. I'm, like, prepared for anything. Like, it'd be interesting. Like, if I'm playing against another X-Men player, I don't know. A Peta Flip mirror sounds like torture. And then...
But that sounds like a long fucking game is what that sounds like.
Yeah, I don't know about that. That seems unfun. Mirrors are just never fun in any game, are they?
No.
Never.
I don't think there's any game I've ever played where I'm like, yes, the mirror, that's sweet.
I used to always hate that in Street Fighter. Oh, playing against another Bison.
Yeah, exactly.
That's like, exciting.
That's my point. And but I play a lot of games, and I never once have been like the mirror suite. Hell, just even playing against like, you know, like same affiliation isn't, even if it's not like a direct mirror. Mm-hmm. I find that to be like not super fun, but like a strict like one for one mirror. Ugh, get me out of here. Anything else?
I'm kind of good.
All right.
I got stuff recording to do.
Oh.
Yeah.
I thought we were done recording.
No. All right. Well, thanks for everyone for listening, and hopefully this was fun for you. And we'll be back.
Yep. Adios.
Take care.
Thanks for taking the time to listen to our thoughts on the game. As the game changes, the information in this episode may become less relevant, so bear that in mind if you're listening from the future. We also want to thank Discount Games Inc. and Blackgate Games. If you don't have a local game store and they can't get what you're looking for, check out those guys. They'll sort you out. Finally, a big thank you to Atomic Mass Games for making such an awesome game. We'll see you next time in the Danger Room.
Simulation complete.